The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Great to see all of you gathered here once again as a family. We are a family. Of all the pictures that the New Testament gives of what a church is, the number one picture is family. We're brothers and sisters, and we celebrate every week the close connection that we have as a family when we gather for worship and receive the great gifts that God, our Heavenly Father, has for us. And today is no different, as we're going to receive the body and blood of Jesus given and shed for us. We'll know about His love. Now, one of the topics that we don't like to talk all that often about are our feet. Do you like to bring up your feet in conversation with other people? Probably not. Feet are smelly, feet are really stinky, and so we just avoid the topic altogether and we try to hide our feet. But we are reminded of feet today as our passage. John chapter 13 is a text in which Jesus washed people's feet. It was more than just washing people's feet. It was a statement of Jesus of how deep our love should be for others, that we should be willing to serve and really sacrifice our love, our lives to serve other people. And so we're reminded of the way that God serves us in offering His Son's life up on the cross to pay for our sins, to open up eternal life for us. Before we begin our worship service today, there are a couple of announcements to share. The first is that this Tuesday we're going to have the Rotary meet in our fellowship hall. There will be a presentation, and the information about that presentation is in the bulletin in the back. If you have a desire to attend the Rotary meeting this week, Tuesday at noon, Lindy's not here. The presentation is information by a member on USAID and what USAID does, and information about that. If you have a desire to attend, I'm just going to ask you to raise your hand and I'll report the number to Lindy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, 7 people. Excellent. So food will be ordered and prepared for Tuesday. I will let Lindy know. The other thing to share is that, we are going to be doing a trip to visit one of our ministry partners that we don't know too much about, but we're supporting them. It's new this year. That ministry partner is called Furniture Share. We know that the housing difficulties in Benton County are real. Those who can get into a house oftentimes have difficulty just supplying their house with basic needs just to live and sustain their life. Furniture Share is a partner in our ministry, in which we are providing some funds to help their ministry out. We're going to do a visitation and tour of Furniture Share, and that's going to happen on Thursday, May 29th at 2 p.m. If you have a desire to attend that visit and go with me, and there's a couple other people that want to go, please let me know in the next week. Finally, the other item to share is that I'm going to be away Monday through Thursday this week. If you have any needs for pastoral care, please reach out to one of the elders here at Peace, and I will be back next Sunday for sure. We'll be back Thursday from our trip to the coast. Alicia and I are getting away for a little bit, and again, we'll be back around Thursday. If you do have concerns or anything that you need prayer for, reach out to the elders in the church. Okay, I think that does it for the announcements. Today is a wonderful way for us to meet Jesus. We do whenever we gather to share our prayers, but especially whenever we receive a Holy Communion, the body and blood of Jesus. Jesus says, whoever feeds on my flesh has eternal life. That's John chapter 6. Here at Peace Lutheran Church, we hold that it is the real presence of Jesus when we receive His body and blood. And we ask that people be baptized and hold that teaching. There are a couple of ways to receive communion this morning. One is with the communion packages that are in the back on top of the cabinets. And if you just want to remain seated and commune that way with the communion packages, I'll guide us through that moment. Another way to receive communion is to come forward to the communion rail. Just wait for the ushers to guide you forward at that moment in today's worship service. Excellent. We're going to begin in a really special way by having our choir lead us in the singing of On Eagle's Wings. I invite them to come forward to share the choral anthem.